Welcome to Modcast, a Civilization podcast focused on game modding. Rob R8XFT.
T Pangolin.
Jan Boruta.
Alpha Shard.
My name is Will Miller. This is David McDonough, and we're the co-lead designers of Civilization Beyond Earth. Modding is really important to us, and the modding community has just been amazing throughout the history of Civ. And when we designed the new systems and when we reworked the old systems in this game, it was very important to us that we open them up even more to modders. So you can absolutely be sure that Steam Workshop will be a part of the product. We've done a lot of work to expand how much you can do with script and XML. So Lua scripting and XML scripting. But of course, we also have the DLL mod. So for all you C++ programmers out there that really want to get in there, that's there for you too. A lot of the new systems like the Quest system, the Covert Ops system, the Orbital Layer, you know, all of these brand new things, the tech web, fully moddable, and more so with script than native. We try to keep as much exposed to the modder as we possibly can, because actually, it turns out to be faster for us to iterate that way. Without having to build native code, we can script it instead. That's better, because it's a much faster turnaround for us.
Right.
So it's actually beneficial to us to make the game cater to modders.
And to the audience, right?
Exactly.
I myself haven't acquired Beyond Earth, but I believe that Jan and Scott have. And I would like to hear their first impressions of Beyond Earth and its moddability and what they would want to do to fix it or perhaps add on to what really isn't included in that game or what they want to set out to create. So do you guys have any initial thoughts on Beyond Earth as such?
Some things I'd like to see is maybe more satellite orbital stuff. I'd like to see maybe even more little alien barbarians, because I don't know what else to call them. But I also would really love to see, and I know I brought this up on Polycast, maybe this could be a modder thing. I'd like to see an alien AI, maybe one that's tied into the contact victory, where they want to do the contact victory, and maybe they feel like they're descendants of these progenitor alien race, and seeing you come in here and try to contact them, they're like, oh, you're hoarding in on our thing, or maybe even our planet, this is our planet, get off, you know, kind of thing. Mm. And I think it could be interesting to have that sort of thing.
Yeah, that's interesting. Like, back on the barbarian aliens one, that's an interesting topic. Every single time that you play a game of Beyond Earth, you'll get the same set of aliens. So it'd be interesting to see if you could include aliens that were unique to the particular biome of that planet.
Yeah.
So,
oh, yes. Definitely.
Fungal biomes will breed fungal aliens, and arid biomes will breed probably sandworms or something like that. That might be an interesting addition. Just, you know, cosmetically, you know. Even if you just recolor the units or something, it's something that's little that can really add a lot.
Yeah, definitely.
What I like about the tech web is that it's so overwhelming. You look at it and you don't know what to do. You don't know where to go. You don't know what options to pick. And after a while, it'll probably get more clear. But that's that learning curve that's really nice about new Civ games. But one of the things that I've heard a lot of complaints about and I've noticed myself is that when you're building wonders in the game, you can't really tell where they are in those on those particular tech. I mean, if you have to look really, really closely to figure out, oh, that particular one's a wonder. So a simple modification that I would like to see is that they color in wonders, like, you know, maybe like a red or a purple so that they stick out. And I like the minimalistic approach that they took, but I think they took a bit too far to the fact that you can't really tell wonders and regular buildings apart.
When you're actually playing it, just the tech web, is it way different to the current?
It feels very different.
Very different.
It really does, because when I was playing it, I didn't really know what direction I should be going in. I wanted to be harmony, but there was other techs that looked good, and I didn't know what the most efficient thing was, really. I was just kind of just playing around.
So, there's no this sort of four-city tradition start. It's more of a learning curve of do what you think is best to create the empire. And on the tech web, you can see that certain techs give you certain points towards affinities, and those are highlighted. If anything, I think they should be deleted. It'd be really interesting to see that based on the techs you choose, those techs are inherently going to be purity or whatever. And so you don't exactly know what you're aiming for, but based on the decisions of your empire, you will end up one of those things. It's kind of like quizzes you do on those websites. You answer certain questions and you know that certain A, B, and C is going to be, you know, related to harmony. B would be related to purity. C would be related to supremacy. And you answer different ones. Okay, a harmony question, a supremacy question, and the purity, but the majority are purity. So my empire will be purity. So I don't know. Maybe as an extra flavor thing, you can get rid of that and that would might be able to,
Thanks.
Yeah, that would work initially, but wouldn't people soon figure that out?
Oh, yeah, they'll figure it out. Definitely, they'll figure it out. But it would be interesting addition to that learning curve that I'm not sure if any people would agree with me, but I like that sort of develop your own nation and like that Civ Names via, I keep on going back to it, but that Civ Names via Policies mod, which based on the decisions you choose, you will get the Swedish Autocratic Union and you'll be like the Pope of Africa. It's an interesting one.
Yeah, so I can agree with Scott on the victories and the aliens, for example, that you contact via contact victory. I just got this victory today, and I was pretty underwhelmed. I only got a splash screen and some text. While, for example, the Emancipation or the Exodus Gate for Purity, victory conditions, they invest the player a bit more. They require a lot of more resources, and you can see those victory conditions develop in a more consistent way across your playthrough. While for the contact victory, you just discover a foreign signal, answer to the signal, and build a beacon, and wait a certain amount of turns to win. And there was nothing after that. No conclusion, no clear anything, no...
Yeah.
No great reward. It was just wait to win.
It would be really nice if they took the effort to do like a cinematic or something. That would be really interesting. Yes. Because for me, what I don't like about the Civ 5 endings is that it is just a splash screen. And sometimes I was playing a game, the Boas. I was doing really, really well. And I got up to the Renaissance and the Industrial Era. And then I realized, do I really want to finish this game off? Because, you know, I'm already in the lead. And in the end, all I'm going to get is like a splash screen because the victories aren't really as fleshed. The only real fleshed out victory is the culture victory at the moment. And I just feel that you're working towards a splash screen and that's not something that really should be.
That doesn't feel satisfying.
It's boring. It's boring. So I found that I was watching playthroughs of the Emancipation victory and, you know, the Transcendence victory and that sort of stuff. And you work towards that and you get to see things develop. But like you're saying, if you're going to do the contact victory, then all you're going to get is a splash screen and that's little incentive for that.
Well, about the Transcendence victory, I like to compare it to the canonical outcome of Alpha Centauri, when you speak to the planet and also achieve Transcendence. This in Beyond Earth is really shallow compared to that.
Oh, is it? Okay.
You just build up your affinity, your harmony, then build some nodes in cities, then build a mind flower and bam, there's Transcendence. I don't feel it's enough, because Supremacy and Purity victories, they invest the player the most.
Mm.
They require the most resources, movement of units, settling of new Earthling population, refugees, some kind of thing. While Transcendence and Contact are to wait to win. So maybe a mod will be someday made that fleshes out those victories, gives a bit more flavor to them more than a few texts and tech quotes. The other two victories are pretty okay. I really want to pursue them. I like how the affinities for those build up. They are flavorful for me. It does, for me at least now, feel alien a bit. But those two need some work.
Speaking of work, I think we're going back to recoloring. There was a big complaint on Reddit. As someone who is a red-green colorblind, the Miasma is extremely hard to see. So perhaps recoloring Miasma would be an interesting mod. It's pretty unexpected how many people are affected by colorblindness.
I think that Miasma is so hard to see on purpose, so that you walk into it without much concern and then you get hurt and you have to think about it twice.
Do you reckon that was a conscious design choice?
Most likely.
Oh. What are your opinions on Wonders at the moment? Because I've seen a lot of complaints that Wonders, you're spending a lot of production for what will essentially give you +3 health and +2 food.
Yeah, they are a bit weak at the moment. There are some very strong wonders, like one that gives you 2 free virtues. I don't remember the name. It was a deep memory or something. There is a few give a lot of health, like the Promethean or something like that. There are very strong wonders, and there are those that are not worth at all. So they will need serious rebalance in the patches or in the mods. I think that the most visible part of Beyond Earth modding will be moving 3D stuff around. Like we talked earlier, moving Civ 5 models into Beyond Earth. But what about moving Beyond Earth models into Civ 5, for example, canyons as new terrain features in Civ 5?
Yeah.
Just without the glow.
I would definitely like to see like a Grand Canyon National Wonder and that sort of thing. That'd be really interesting to see.
Yeah, that would be good.
Mm. Yeah, because canyons are a really fun concept. They cannot be traversed only by levitating units. So, for example, in Civ 5, you could traverse them with helicopters, but they wouldn't get hurt, for example, like over mountains, because those are mountains. There's a place to land somewhere.
Mm.
This gives a lot more opportunities. There are also unique crater graphics, not to mention unit models that could be ported into Civ 5, for example, to flesh out the late game. After Information or the levitating tanks in Information era, That wouldn't be half bad.
But then you're also getting into the fact of, like, I know it's been done before and people convert things from EU3 and EU4 and Empire Earth, but I wonder if they'll start to crack down on people taking assets from one game and using them in another game. I know you're not getting any monetary sort of profit out of it, but there's the example of somebody who got a whole bunch of Blizzard All-Stars mod where you can play as lots of various Blizzard factions, and you got lots of Blizzard models that was removed from the Steam Workshop because I think Blizzard asked for it to be removed. So it'll be interesting to see if they'll allow Beyond Earth models in Civ 5. But even if it is simple things like canyons, will they really want to start saying, oh, no, you can't really do that?
Well, I think there won't be much problem, seeing as many mods use graphics from previous Civilization games, most notably from Civ 4. So moving around models from one company's games, and especially such mod-friendly companies as Firaxis, well, mod-friendly, they allow mods, so they're friendly.
Well, there was that mod that before Brave New World came out, somebody had modded all the civs of Brave New World just as a preliminary thing, because Brave New World wasn't going to be released for another month. What some guy did was he modded all the traits of all the civilizations that had been announced and put them in Civ 5. And some people were just playing that mod, and some of the comments saying, I'm not really going to buy Brave New World now because I can just play this mod. Why should I bother, you know?
Well, but this was just the unique abilities, so not the whole concept and mechanics, so it's a different kind of thing. It's just rudimentary solution.
I'm Pete Murray, and I'm joined today by Sean Seckman.
Hello.
Who's an engineer working on Civilization Beyond Earth and previously Civilization V. Modding is incredibly cool. What you're going to load up is called ModBuddy. And Sean, what is ModBuddy?
ModBuddy is a tool for basically creating the mods, packaging the mods, and eventually uploading the mods to Steam Workshop.
Okay.
It has a Lua editor, an XML editor, and just a suite of utilities for making mods.
So yeah, so far we have a few balance mods being released, for example, weaker trade, a smaller amount of trade routes, because in vanilla Beyond Earth trade routes are pretty ridiculous. You get a big amount of them, 2 trade routes per city, for example, and there is a initial mod called Beyond Balance. Lowers it to 1 trade route per city, per trade depot, and I find it really balanced. Cities still grow ridiculously fast, or you can get really big amounts of energies, but it cuts down on micromanagement so much that it's not a big annoyance in the game. I guess this will come in patches as well, but good to have those mods right now. And we already have a few new sponsor mods.
Oh, definitely. What I've been looking forward to the most in Beyond Earth is definitely the modding side of it, but less of the sort of the balance mods and the aesthetic mods, but definitely more of the sponsor mods. And it's interesting to see that it's been like 2 to 3 days after Beyond Earth has been released, and there's about 3 or 4 sponsors out there. It's crazy.
Yeah, I really like the second sponsor, or the third sponsor that appeared, Nuevos Aires Coalition.
Yep.
That kind of creates another South American corporation or association of states. It currently uses Hutama as the leader, but I don't mind, it fits and has a nice color scheme.
I'm working on some leader art for that particular sponsor mod at the moment.
Oh, that'd be great.
Because I contacted the guy saying, yeah, you could probably use some. But yeah, there's also things like Eurospace and an English Republic, which is like the new Albion Republic, which is quite an interesting one.
And has Alec Guinness as the leader, the Albion one.
Yes. I was like, yeah, why is Obi-Wan Kenobi as the leader? That's just
That's
a bit
awesome.
Disconcerting.
But he looks great. He looks excellent.
No comment.
He said he'd come back more powerful than ever before.
And what is fun is that on the map, this new Albion Republic has the colors of England in Civ 5, so you have this familiar vibe already going on.
Yeah.
And it has pretty much the same naval bonus to naval movement. I will have to try it out.
And then, of course, JFD, within a day, has released the most popular mod on the workshop at the moment, The Holy Sea, featuring art by Yan, which is probably the most frightening thing that I've ever seen in my life. it has appeared in my dreams about 3 times by now, and all of them I feel violated in many, many ways. But yeah, if you can check out The Holy Sea by JFD, I didn't intend for that to rhyme, but it did. Yeah, so the leader art is a premacy rendition of the Pope. Do you want to go into a bit of the inspiration behind that?
I think I just was very bored one day or very annoyed at something. I couldn't get to my normal work. So I just decided to tease JFD a bit with Beyond Earth, because he was always complaining about Beyond Earth not having a faction that would interest him. And Beyond Earth that, Beyond Earth that. So I wanted to annoy him and to make...
You sound like an old married couple.
Oh, you.
Instead of make me a sandwich, just make me some art.
Yeah, it looks like that sometimes. But yeah, I thought about porting the Pope into a new environment. So I took the old Pius IX leader screen from the Papal States mod for Civ 5, just made it black and inserted Kozlov's cybernetic headgear and his enhanced eyes for extra creepiness.
You know what makes it even more creepy? Okay, so you got this cyborg techno-pope sitting on Palpatine's throne from Star Wars, and his diplo text is, "Be not afraid, my child, for in this darkness I am the light, and I shall guide thee into me."
Into me?
What does that mean? Oh, the connotations in that alone are just... let's just move on.
That's awesome.
But alongside the Holy See is not just the leader screen and the ability which gives you two free virtues. It comes with new cargo and new colonists, which are the clergy and the sacred relics. So already so much has been done in such a little amount of time, and it's fantastic. And I really can't wait to get started on modding Beyond Earth sponsors, which is probably my primary goal to do.
I like the simplistic design of those sponsors, that you have a very simple, unique ability that is complemented by all the options you have when you configure your spacecraft and cargo and colonies you take. So you can make a new sponsor pretty quickly. Pretty much everything that needs to be done to make it look good are those special abilities, a few quotes, some lore and some city names, and of course the leader art. But it's much less time-consuming than making a fully fleshed out Civ for Civilization 5, for example. Two ideas we had. In Alpha Centauri, there was the United Nations, like civilizations under Pravin Lal. I thought that maybe there could be a peacekeepers sponsor, like a coalition of Canada and Switzerland, funded by the Rothschilds and CERN, that sends a spaceship to guard peace in space, knowing that everyone is going to kill everyone. They will get to their throats anyway, so maybe send a peacekeeping force under the Swiss plus flag.
Oh, there's so many things you can do. I mean, a Caribbean sort of Mexican alliance, or a more fleshed out African alliance. We're just missing some of the wacky leaders that are so much more well-defined in Alpha Centauri.
Yes, speaking about Americas, I think Luigi had a very fine idea for a sponsor. The indigenous peoples of the Andes, the Incas, and all the peoples from there splinter off from Brasilia and make their own spaceship in the same vein as all the cosmological and mythology of the Andes that happened earlier, that they return to their gods because they have disturbed the cosmic peace on Earth by destroying it.
So this is like the crazy religious zealot faction?
Yeah.
Space Picard is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's basically the belief in ancient aliens that they go up to space to meet their gods from the ancient times.
I like that.
Oh, that's cool.
There's so many ideas, and the simple designs that can be made for those civs make it all the easier to implement quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the Pope was released pretty much immediately.
Definitely. The good thing about making sponsor mods, I don't have to change the name of my project, which is Colonialist Legacies, because what is Beyond Earth but colonizing another planet? So...
Now, I just made a very, very basic building, but I could take that as a skeleton and start building things on with it and say, for example, make a science building that also produced food.
Yes, you could have a science building that produces food. You could say, I want it to only be a purity affinity building.
Mm-hmm.
You could alter the building classes entry to say that there's only one per player or one in the world to make a natural wonder or a national wonder.
Mm-hmm.
From this point on, you can go a lot of different directions. All of the gameplay rules are dictated by the XML in the database.
The last topic of this about total conversions. We were talking about this earlier, that maybe the first total conversion would be a Dune mod and an Alpha Centauri mod I would look the most forward to the Dune mod because it's all there. We've got the Siege Worm that was essentially the Sandworm from Dune, and there's the model from Civ 4.
There's so many good sci-fi series out there. Everything from like Mass Effect, you can do like a Star Wars one, you can do like a Star Trek one, you can do a Firefly one. There's already like a Madoka Magica mod out there. Like, it's happening. It's already happening. Call me Ron Paul and wave my arms in the air with lasers in the background. Everything is happening really quickly.
Yeah, but we'll have to see how it all develops. Summarize it in the next modcast, because as of now we don't have as many tools and as many observations when the game is only a few days old.
What's the ideal expansion for next Beyond Earth?
No, next modcast, what is your ideal Civ 6?
Yeah. Oh no, I can't even comprehend what Civ 6 would be like.
I think people aren't quite as up for a Civ 6 as they were for a Civ 5 or a Civ 4, because I think people are talking more about, do they really want to start again with just having a few basic Civs and half of the components in there and waiting for two expansion packs, etc., which is why quite a few people have argued to have another Civ 5 expansion pack instead of having Civ 6. So I completely do that one off.
Yeah, I do understand that kind of fatigue with certain other game series. Some people might feel like, I'm going to stick to Civ 4, I'm going to stick to Civ 5. I don't want to start again and wait for expansion packs. That mentality probably is out there, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, people are starting to catch on kind of slowly.
For example, I'm not seeing myself porting over completely to Beyond Earth. This game doesn't captivate me enough like Civ 5 does.
Yeah.
It has a very different scope. It's kind of a one-trick pony for me, where Civ 5 is very versatile, even though it's limited in modding.
It's kind of like the steampunk scenario, you know?
Yeah, but a bit more complex.
Yeah.
It's always really tough to try to balance the affinity strategic resources, because right now, when you're pursuing a victory condition, usually one resource is super valuable to you and the other one's not so much. You can use them for trade and they're very valuable in trade, or you can use them in some specialized cases, but generally you're just pushing for one or another of these strategic resources, not all three of them. You're going to want to jump in and check it and make sure that your text keys are named properly, art is showing up properly, all these sorts of things. And if it looks good, then we'll be ready to go and we'll upload it to Steam.
Calling today, in North America, the number is 301-637-7659. That's 301-637-POLLY. In Europe, 44121-288-7659. That's 44121-288-POLLY.
The only thing worse than being talked about is not being talked about.
You can Skype us at the Polycast or email us at thepolycast@gmail.com. For more information on Modcast, our sibling shows Polycast, Revcast, Civcast and Turncast, or about Polycast in general, log on to the series' official website at thepolycast.net.
I really hate the argument that Beyond Earth is just a mod of Civ 5. It's the thing that I've seen the most.
No, it isn't.
If you look at the sheer amount of effort that went into Beyond Earth, and obviously Beyond Earth didn't have the budget of Civ 5, you kind of have to appreciate it for the fact that it is not just a mod. Sure, people can call it a mod all they like, but just from the amount of stuff included in it, you can't call it a mod from that point of view. I hope Space Pope visits you in your dreams like he did for me. May the Pope be with you.
Indeed.
That's a fitting end.
Yeah, we'll end there. I'm going to hang up now.
All right, thanks again.
All right, see you guys.
Okay.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye.
What I like about the Tech Web is that it's so sparse and it's so... Not sparse, that's the wrong word.
We're still not supporting the DLL mods for multiplayer. It's a very tough technical problem, and there's some security implications with distributing low-level code like that.
Yeah.
It's kind of a price we pay for letting people mod to the degree that they do in the engine, but something we're still working on, and we're trying, but we hear you.
Noted.
But the next year, well, shit. is there like a dog?
No, I think anyway. that was coughing. Go ahead.
So, yeah.
I had a lot of fun making a mod. I hope you guys are inspired to go out and do it.
But you know, no one can hear you scream in space.
Oh, that's
a monster in your spaceship.
No one can hear your mod. Date
October 26th, 2014. Civilization Beyond Earth Soundclips copyright Take-Two Interactive.
Civilization 4 and 5 Soundclips copyright Take-Two Interactive. Copyright Civilized Communication at civcom.net.